Greetings, everyone. This is Bomani Tayemba, and welcome to our online meeting for today's date, Sunday, May 15th, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is for the Ghana tours for 2016 and 2017. And what we're talking about today is full tour preparation, and we're looking to go through all of the details that was sent via email to everyone on the email list. Right, and the purpose of this conference call also is to communicate with everyone that's interested in the tour, in Ghana tours overall, whether you're interested in traveling, living, or doing business or a combination, to share information about all the need to know before you go and to get everyone connected. This session is a video session we set up, and it's more for the future of what we're looking to do, which is to get a bit better interaction with individuals. That way, we can see and talk and connect with each other more. This I look to use more with when we do more private sessions versus a big conference call where we have a lot of people. So everyone, the email that was sent, it did have a link. So in the future, you can always click on this link. It's say join.freeconferencecall.com/AFTA2010, and that directly connect you to our meeting wall. And from there, we can all connect via video and audio. But for now, most people are on their cell phones calling, which is absolutely fine. The video feature also give access to for those that are outside of the US to this connect in via the internet versus having to call in a number, especially if they don't have a dial-in number for their country. As so in Ghana, I couldn't find a dial-in number for Ghana for this conference. That was a free call. A list of topics was sent to everyone, and usually it's around the same topics, and we don't go through it from this from 1 all the way to 20. We usually focus on certain parts of the list throughout the different conference call. Every conference call we do, we go through everything in summary, but at the same time too, we focus on different parts. It's a lot of information, and our goal is to go over the same information over and over, but different segments of it, especially based on where we are in reference to the tour coming up. So, if everyone, what I want to do is just give you just a quick, basic, light introduction about myself. And the reference for this is going to come from the presentation that that was sent. It's a PowerPoint presentation, but it was converted to PDF. It's about 27 slides, and it's my presentation that I use at travel on the road, or if I'm just doing a one-on-one, or just in general presentation. It also go into details about opportunities and traveling to Ghana and building a business, cooperative enterprise. And I was born in Kingston, Jamaica, in October of 1977. Lived in Jamaica for 11 years. In '88, I moved with my family to Brooklyn, New York, where I lived for 7 years up until 18. The short time I was in New York City, I went to a Transitech High School where I studied electrical installation and practice, which really just got me into this whole world of electrical electronics technology. While I was in high school, I played soccer and ran track. That's part of how I started with just all this energy, just getting involved in those activities. I was in Navy for about 5 years, a little over 5 years when you count the reserve. And my main purpose was going in there to, build a trade, build a craft, dealing with electrical and an electronic system. So I was able to get a wonderful position and got trained as an aircraft technician, and just, wonderful career, a lot of traveling opportunities. And it set me up for a perfect position once I finished technical school and got my certifications and everything. To make a move down here in Atlanta to work at a Delta Airline Company doing aircraft maintenance, which I did for many years up until even 2013 and 2014. But the last 12 years, I've been locked in on the two businesses that I do every day now, which is Bomani Technology, which I provide a bunch of different technical services to different people in Georgia, outside of Georgia, and outside of the country. And the natural services while I'm here are just appointments, remote access, people do drop-off, pickups. And while they're here doing drop-offs and pickup, I always have Africa Tours, an investment website going with the pitches and everything to introduce the opportunity of traveling and living and doing business with people who might not necessarily run into somebody like myself. So I work both business together. I use the technology, energy from what I've built the last 12 years in my own independent IT business to use all of that resource to make the Africa for the Africans tours and investment experience as incredible as possible, and to use all the technical and business and organization skills to really just deliver something that can really give us the best reconnection to the African continent. So it's a special program I've been able to build with all of my background, everything that I've been involved with. I've used that energy. For those of you on video, if you look directly behind me, you see a big bookshelf, and that bookshelf is just filled with books dealing with roots, culture, history, nation building, and just a whole lot of technology and psychology. Also, during the Africa for Africans, initially building that business enterprise, we went to a lot of study groups, just small study groups where it's just two or three of us or four or five, and just really focus on learning more about our roots and learning more about what we've been really involved in the last 10 years, which has been the years that I've gone to Ghana from 2006 and now 2016. So this will actually just make the 10th year. The focus of building that program of what you see, it's something that it has just grown over the period of time, but it just took this a lot of this consistency and focus. So when I tell you that the two business I do, that's what I'm pretty much dedicated to throughout the daytime. I'm dead serious about that. In order for you to really just, really just elevate in the society as far as business and things, you have to really be focused. You have so much distractions going on. I mean, I live in Atlanta. I live on the South Side of the airport, but it's so much going on in this, in this state, around the city, just lots of things, cultural, energetic distractions. So if you're looking to really build something like this, you just have to be locked in, focused. So just want to let everyone know this is, that's just a brief background, and you can see the full presentation on what I have based on, the email that I sent. Even on the conference call wall, you'll see certain attachments that you can view. And all of this is, we're building all of this information to give you clarity of who you're doing business with, how we built what we built, and also the direction we're headed, just for clarity. It's a lot goes into it, and most of what really make everything work is the connection we've been able to build in Ghana. And just being honest with you, it's hard enough to make this kind of move. And you really have to find a country that you can, you can be spiritually connected to, you can be connected to in many ways in general. Because at the end of the day, you have to see a long-term vision of how you can build something and connect with those of us, from the diaspora that's looking to do the same thing. So everything that I have available, I've done my best to share with everyone as far as all of the videos on YouTube, which is over 500 videos. You have 10 tour galleries with anywhere from, I guess, like 100 to several hundred pictures. And it's all in the essence to just really just give you that feel. And as far as myself, I'm dedicated to make sure that everyone is clear on everything. So at any moment, if you have any questions, or if you just need to do like a one-on-one video call with me, or meet me here, or meet me in town, or just talk over the phone, whatever it is, or whatever access we have for communication, let's talk and let's go through everything. There's certain things that we're just not going to have a chance to go to when we get to Ghana. When we get to Ghana, the schedule, we're rolling, so it's best if we do our best to get to know each other, communicate, and clear up on all of the things that you need clarity of. So saying that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to route the energy of everything. I'm going to open up the website, and we're going to use that as a way for me to point out everything that we're going to talk about. I like to just have a reference on everything that we go through, That way, if somebody miss a beat or didn't hear what I said clearly, they can always go back later and look at the details. So, as of now, the main information that I sent to you, quick access for information, it has October 2016 and May 2017 itinerary. Also, what I call a preparation and the departure list, which is one of the best lists I've put together because all of the things that we'd have talked about in that 1 year time frame, going through conference calls, meeting and greeting, and connecting, it's all in there in the essence of preparation. So when you're ready to pack your bags and those things, don't wait till last month. Look through the list ahead of time and kind of pace yourself for certain things. So when you get those emails with these attachments, try to open up and look at it. Some attachments, especially for a conference call, are going to be the same. So you don't always have to, print it out or anything. All right, so everyone, I'm on the website, www.africaforTheAfricans.org. And we built the website in full detail to give you access to all of your tour details, mainly in text form. And if you speak a different language, clearer than you speak English, you can always change it to that language. Example, just click on Spanish and it'll turn the whole website text into Spanish. Now, when you're on the main menu, the main thing that we're looking at is a tour link. So for those who are going to Ghana in May 2017 or October 2016, just click on that link and you have your full articles. The May 2017 have one more article, which is just we did a fresh press release just for that specific tour coming up in May. Other than that, all of the articles are all the same. So I'm going to click on May 2017 just to. All right, so once I have the 2017 list up, after I look past the press release, the first thing you see is the Ghana tour overview. We put together the Ghana tour overview to give you full details of what's included in the package. The first set of things you're going to see is going to give you an all-inclusive package deal, which includes flights and full accommodations. And then it's going to have another one that just includes accommodations there in Ghana. They're two separate packages, one with flight and one without flight. And then you also have a single supplement for those who need to have a room by themselves. And once you go down, it just talks about what's included and what's not included. So for all of our tours, what's included is transportation and tours throughout Ghana, daily exercise and meditation sessions, daily continental breakfast and gourmet dinner, naming ceremony and ancestral celebration, hotel accommodation, double occupancy, business and investment conference, that's networking, entrance to all sites and activities. The only thing that's not included is lunch, group tips, and if you have to pay any camera/camcorder fees at the site. Now, what the tour overview also talk about is the four regions that we go to. I'm just gonna just highlight a few things between the tour overview and the itinerary. And for everyone, the itinerary is just a full day-to-day itinerary, all your flight information, flight numbers, times, and everything. It's all on there as best as we can, keep everything updated. Let me work on a combination of going through the tour overview and the itinerary at the same time so you can get a feel of everything. Now, everyone, we're set to for let me talk about the October departure, and for those who are leaving for May, keep in mind is this only thing difference is just dates, and one is just a few months out further than the other one. But for the October tour, we leave out October 26, and what we have it set up is we have all of the flights in the southeast area coming to Atlanta. So most of the group itself is gonna, for those who are not living in the Atlanta area, is gonna fly to Atlanta, meet up with us in Atlanta, and then we're gonna go to Amsterdam, and we're gonna wait for everyone else. Our flight get in earlier, so we have people from there coming from Seattle, JFK, LA, and one or two other places. But the main thing is those flights are just direct flights from where they are, the major hubs that Delta have, and they'll just all go to Amsterdam. So that's where all of us meet up is Amsterdam for the October tour. And for the May tour, all of us are going to meet up in JFK, New York City, because we'll be back on the flight schedule originally on before Delta change of their flight schedule. So, and also want to let everyone know once we once we have these things arranged, what I'll naturally do is make sure those who are leaving from certain specific area is connected to each other. So all of these are just logistic things that, you know, as time go along, we're working those things out. And, we just keep pace of everything, because it's easier to do this now that, I've done it so many times. You know exactly what to expect, what to prepare for, and you can just literally be ahead of the game by weeks or months. And so far, so good for this year. Now, our itinerary will give us 2 full days in Accra. The first full day is going to be the city tour, and we're also going to have a big business and investment conference, or repatriation and investment conference, which is going to have a panel of people that have lived in the diaspora and live in Ghana now, and also Ghanaian business people that are there to explain to you the process of how things work in the country. So the combination of that really clears up what repatriation and investment is in Ghana. And for those who are not so much into that, that's a certain segment of the tour, but it doesn't stop you from enjoying the tour and doing all the things you're looking to do. What we're looking to do is push repatriation and investment for the future of living and doing business in Ghana as a way to offer some of us an optional opportunity to, to build a business enterprise somewhere else. So myself, I'm at a slower pace, but within the next 5 to 10 years, that's what I look to get all these things figured out and worked out and be fully enterprising there in Ghana. The second full day, we have we go up to the mountains and also other parts of the neighborhood in Lagan, like the university. Abri is a popular part in the mountains. It's not actually Accra, but in during the Accra session of our tour, we we go up to the mountains, and it's a different feel. Rita Marley has her foundation up there. She also have Studio One, which is partially burnt. You have a botanic garden and a wood carving village that's just incredible. So those are like the two main things that we do in the city. It's a lot more details than this, but what I'm doing is just rushing through this so we can just have more direct talk on certain things. Second region we go to is the Brong-Ahafo region, and that's where we have the village, Benu village in Techiman. We also go to the Kintampo waterfall and the monkey sanctuary. In the Brong-Ahafo region, that's where we are found to have a nice energy there as far as getting access to, the land that we can use in a more eco-friendly situation for building. So I do have a presentation that I've emailed everyone. It will have a list of videos on Benu Village and a few documents. And for those who like what they see or have any interest, once you check it out, you could always talk with me, and we just talk for clarity. And then I connect with the sister, and then next thing you know, we can just get things set up. But my goal is to give everyone clarity of these things before you go. That way, when you get there, you have a better idea on everything. And that's what we're looking to do when we do more of this preparation. The third region we're in is the Ashanti region. And while we're in Kumasi, we're staying at this hotel called Anoda Hotel. And it's just right on the southern part of Kumasi. And while we're in Kumasi, we have access to all the craft village, from the wood carving village there to the art center, which there's another one in Accra, and the art center or the cultural center, which is called Boat Names. You have access to all of the things that as far as shopping and things you want to take back as souvenirs. So Kumasi represents this one of the best time to get all the crafts you need. The fourth region we're going to is a central region, and that's Cape, and we're going to be in Cape Coast, Elmina, for 3 days, and we're staying at One Africa. We have a few different things we do, including the canopy walk. For those who have seen the videos on the canopy walk, don't let me scare you. It's just all in fun. I'm joking. Sometimes I don't remember what I say on the recordings, but it's all in fun and everything. If I'm shaking the canopy, I'm not shaking it for you to flip over, We don't need a liability. It's just to engage in for fun. But beyond that, we're going to Asin Mansel, Cape Coast, and Elmina Holocaust Dungeons. And we're gonna, those are gonna be, you know, that one day is gonna be long day when we go to Elmina, then Cape Coast, and, you know, don't want to stir anyone up, but it's set for you to have emotion. It's set for you to, you know, not everyone is gonna cry or feel like they're gonna pass out of things, but it's set to draw some kind of emotions out of you to get you some feeling. You know, our ancestors went through a lot, and none of us can really feel what our ancestors went through, but our goal is to let you feel something, feel the spirit and the energy. All right, and that was just a quick overview on things that are on the tour overview and itinerary, things that we've talked about in full details on previous conference calls. But what I'm going to do before I continue on with the rest of the list, I'm going to open things up for anyone have any questions about anything I've talked about so far, or just questions that they've been holding. You can press star 6 to unmute yourself if you need to speak. All right, Claudius, unmuted everybody. Go ahead.
This is Ron Ahmed.
Hey, greetings, Brother Bizzle. How are you?
I'm good. Greetings, everyone. Hey, Tom. How you doing, everybody? Yes, I just wanted to let you know that there's Kristen, Sandy, and Kristen and Sandy, that they would like to hit their camera on the sharing their camera they gave the view you.
Yeah, some people are shy. Yeah, makes me everyone. If you want to, yeah, it's just trying to be more interactive. That's why we have our cameras on. So we have a clean background, nothing to hide or anything. It's just a business background.
But
I can see him. They can see me even though they're cold. Yeah, but they don't want to see it. They don't want us to see them. They might be in their love palace or something. All right, cool, perfect. And all right, well, perfect. That's good. Anyone have any questions before I continue? All right, so I'm gonna mute everyone, and if you need to talk, just unmute yourself while I'm going through everything. The rest of the things that I have on here, one of the things I wanted to talk about more is the visa. I have a conference call set up for August 15th for the time frame for all of us to go to, you know, to submit our visa. So if you're going to submit a single entry visa, it's only good for 3 months. So Ron, make sure that I'm good on this one. If we did our visa August 15th and we send it out, we'll probably end up getting it back towards the end of August. So that visa is going to be good for 3 months. So that'll be September, October, November. So that visa, if you get the shortest visa, which would be 3 months, that visa will literally expire at the end of November, which is way after we come back. So it's safe to say that we can all do all of our visas around August 15th.
Yeah, it's just going to go from when days, starting when they post that in your visa, that's when the time starts. It's not when you get it back to your home or when they stamp it overseas through customs. It's when the time that the consulate or embassy here stamps it, that's when the time starts.
Perfect. So we'll probably be able to have, yeah, the end of August, if everybody literally sending out end of August, no matter if you do a multiple entry or a single entry, you're good. Now, what I want to do is just talk a little bit about different aspect of the visa. Now, we have a 1 to 5 year visa because we don't know what you're going to get 1 to 5 years. I got to do mine. I've been fortunate to get 5 years on the last on my last two passport. It's $100 for the visa application, and the email I sent you that say Ghana visa. What you want to do is you literally want to print all of the attachments on there. The attachments are going to be visa requirements, my sample visa application, a blank application, and then it's going to give you a picture of what the visa looked like. And in mine is set for a multiple entry, so it just shows you the difference between a multiple entry and a single entry visa. And this is the documentation that they're going to check. So not the airlines are going to check, and right before you get on that Delta KLM flight to leave the country and head to Amsterdam. And if there's any issue, they're just not gonna let you get on a flight, and you're gonna have to get a visa. So if you're gonna apply for a visa, do not apply for a single entry visa at this moment. Please wait until mid August. And then everyone, once you get your visa, what we want to know is we want to be clear on your expiration date, right? So the visa package go like this: you fill out two blank app, you fill out one application, sign it, then make a copy of it, then staple two passports, type photos to the top of it. You want to print your flight itinerary. Now the tickets are looking to be cleared early August, completely, to where you're able to log in, and you're going to be able to just print yourself a regular flight itinerary. If we were doing the visas like right now, I would generate these flight itineraries myself and send them out to everyone. But under the conference call topic 9, it's a Delta Airlines e-ticket. It's actually so well. It is correct. It said 60 to 75 days. So that will put us right there around August. And also, while we're talking about the e-ticket, it does give you full access to change seats, to just give you a full feel of your full book. And I mean, some of us have, a few flights. For us, from Atlanta to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Ghana and back, but some people have another connection flight in there somewhere. So it does give you just a better feel of your flights and clarity of certain things. And then for those who have, don't want to eat the standard diet, you can request special meals and things like that. If you have a SkyMiles number, go ahead and add it to it. If you don't, sign up for a SkyMiles on the Delta site. And it's a lot of mileage, so if you end up doing a trip like this again and again, or do something in combination, the miles really work for you in your advantage. But getting back to the visa package, so once you put all the things together in the visa package, and one of the strangest things you're gonna see on the requirements, it's gonna ask you for a bank statement. It's not really a bank statement. You can do a letter from the bank, or you can use the first page of a bank statement, or you can whatever you get from the bank. If you need to cross out account numbers and things like that, that's fine. What they're looking to do, they're looking to see your exact name as it is, which is on everything else, and match that up. And they just need to see some kind of documentation coming from a legitimate operation like a bank, So just keep that in mind. It's nothing to scare you. You don't have to put your yellow fever card in the application, in the visa process. You might see a note that say yellow fever is required. And which is the only immunization that you need, and it's good for 10 years. But note that that's not something you send in. You just keep it with your passport and your visa. That way, when you enter Ghana, you just show it. So once this package of all the things that are required is put together, you're gonna put a prepaid return envelope in it, and then send it off. That way, when it gets to the embassy and they finish processing your paperwork, they'll put your passport with your visa and any documents they need to return in the package and send it back to you. So that's roughly taken 7 to 10 days, and it's based on using priority mail or any kind of 2 to 3 day mail system. And the embassy, when they have your package, they're gonna have it for about 2 days. The better you can have everything neat and organized, the easier it is. And note that you have to put your passport in the package. Then there's no way around that. That's one of the questions I get often asked over the years. Make sure it's certified mail. I've had to send mine out just a lot of times from just traveling, whether it's Ghana, Togo, Benin, or just any other country, the Gambia. Just keep faith that it's fine. Just keep positive energy. Things happen in mail and things like that, but we have had good records so far with this system. Exactly. And I'm getting ready to head out in May also. So for those like on my staff that's they're doing the October and May trip, one that even if we just got a 1 year visa, it covers you for those 2 trips. So we just keep faith that Every multiple entry visa will be 5 years. So this will be perfect for myself because this will be my third multiple entry visa and this will be 5 years. So that'll be good for the next few years of going back and forth to Ghana. I can't picture just getting a visa every year. That don't make no sense. Hopefully our people that are the warriors there on the ground that's fighting for dual citizenship and fighting for ECOWAS status, which will give someone like myself born in Jamaica the same traveling status as my business partner there in Ghana from Nigeria, Righteous, which is one of our tour assistants. You know, he can go to any parts of, you know, the 16 to 18 West African countries. But those of us here in the diaspora, we just have to get visas for all of the countries that require visa. So when you hear about dual citizenship and ECOWAS status, the people, those are people that have repatriated and made moves there in Ghana. They're really working on that. And it's something that we have to push for because, you know, it's tricky with when it comes to government and these things. So, but one of the the locations where we go that we get full clarity of it is One Africa, because Imacus and David is two of the main people on that coalition that's dealing with dual citizenship. But until those things are clear, we just have to keep doing this visa process. And if you're looking to live there, then you have to apply for residency. And then, you know, once you live for a while, then you can probably work towards naturalization and those options. But right now, there's no clear-cut dual citizenship process that you can just literally go to the embassy or go to immigration in Ghana, and they just give you a full layout process that say that you'll be a citizen within 5 or 10 years. So, hey, you know, so sorry to be the bearer of bad news for some people. I know that's one of the things I've always, you know, when I get questions about dual citizenship, it makes sense for it to be set up and for it to be in place, but it's not that way.
All participants are unmuted.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, I have the line unmuted, and hopefully everyone was able to hear me during the time the line was unmuted. If anybody didn't hear me for like 20 minutes or so, let me know. That way, make sure there's no error in the system. Sure, if you have a question, decide, give us your name and then tell us your question.
This is Colette. I'm Colette. I want to know why we're going to Amsterdam and not leaving from JFK as we did before to do a straight through to Ghana.
Excellent question. The reason for this, the date of October 26th to November 8th was a date that was put together 2 years before that date. And during that time, Delta Airlines decided to change your flight schedule. So what I always try to avoid doing is changing dates of trips, because the dates on the trips are printed on literally everything that we have, and it's all over the place, and it's no way to really go back from that. So the easiest thing was for us to do, and we had to do that for the last two trips also. When Brother Ron came in as an organizer with me in the 2014 and the 2015 trip, and so what we ended up having to do is get everybody flights routed to Amsterdam and then from Amsterdam to Ghana, because there's no available flight directly from JFK. The flight from JFK end up leaving on Tuesday and Thursday, and our departure date was set for Wednesday. So instead of doing 7 days a week, Delta Airlines, the company, decided to just change the Ghana schedule to 4 days a week. But the other option for individuals is, if you literally just don't want to go to Amsterdam, it's absolutely fine. We'll get you a direct flight from JFK to Accra, Ghana. You just have to let me know if you want to leave the day before the trip or the day after the trip. And then we'll just make a...
How many hours is it to Amsterdam from KFK?
It's about 7 hours.
Seven?
Yes.
And to Ghana? From Amsterdam to Ghana, how many hours?
You're looking at about 6.5 hours. So what you're literally looking at is a long departure, which is an all day, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, it was about 12 hours.
But Colette, you're on the May trip, and what I was saying earlier is that the May trip, I was able to get I was able to adjust the dates of the few trips to what Delta currently have. So in May, we're all leaving directly from JFK directly to Ghana. And we end up getting to Ghana early in the morning. So our tour starts early in the morning when we get there. So only people have to worry about Amsterdam is the people that are coming in October. And it's going to be fine because we're going to go out and hang out in Amsterdam for a few hours and then come back in. And also let everyone know, when you decide to go out to Amsterdam, no disrespect or anything, everybody's on their own. So if you feel like you can't cut it, I would say stay in the airport. Those who want to hang with me, I'll do my best to, you know, give organized directions on what we're doing and when we're meeting up to get back in. But it's something that's popular for individuals to usually just go out to Amsterdam for a few hours and come back in. But it's this session that we're doing is... It has nothing to do with the tour or the group. You're really on your own because it's easier that way. All right, anyone else have any questions? And literally, if you're not clear, that's what we're doing this communication for. So do ask your question. Just give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question.
Hello, Don.
All right, I heard Marilyn. Can you repeat your name, please?
It's Troy.
Greetings, Troy. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
All right. You say you called him from Maryland, yeah. Not Virginia, right?
No, well, I'm sorry. I'm from Maryland, but in Virginia right now.
All right, cool. All right, absolutely, it's fine. All right, just want to kind of get an idea where people are calling from, so that's perfect. And what's your question?
Yeah, for those people, or for those of us who are curious to live in Ghana, is it a long process or?
Yeah, it's a little process. You can come on a trip and then literally live there right after the trip. I've had people do that, but you know, obviously, I haven't done that, and you know, the way I look at it is, some of us are more prepared to make that move than others. And I believe in the move completely, but at the same time too, I'm well established in America, and I would never just like get up and leave that establishment that I've built unless I have things set up there in Ghana. So the whole time I've been traveling to Ghana is to put those things together. And you know, for some of us it might take 20 years, and I don't think it's a rush. You know, people always tell me that America is gonna fall apart and it's gonna blow up, the world's gonna come to an end and all kind of things, but the world is really going to come to an end if you make a move somewhere else and you're not ready or not organized. So I have all of the things and the elements in place, including connection to Imicus and David, which we've set up in the past to help individuals get fully acclimated here in Ghana. And one of our best repatriates have been Sharita and Dahoudi, who came to Ghana with us in 07, and they've been living there for close to about a decade now. Not a decade, but a little over 8 years now. So when you get to the country, anything that you really need to know about living there and things like that, if you're really serious about it, I have the folks that are connected with you directly, and you can spend some time and build with them, and then keep on building on that relationship and keep on adding all of the contacts that we link you with. I'm one of the person that's going to, you know, when you're coming to Ghana with me, I'm literally taking you around to see all of the people, see your people that used to live here and they live there now. That's one of my best ways to show you what repatriation and investment in Ghana is about. Because you're able to, it's like Ron, you talk about one time about Imicus, it's a hands-on experience.
Yes, it is, Bernardo.
Yeah.
So since you're talking about this topic,
I was answering Troy's question. I want to make sure I clear up his question before. Troy, did that answer your question?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Rana, can you continue, please?
Okay, because the opportunity is short. Because the Netherlands is really close, so it's not that far away, and just right in the place to all the other continents. Everything, the so-called world is getting smaller and smaller, so when it comes to travel.
Yeah, excellent, Ron, and appreciate you reaching out. And also, everyone, Ron has been one of my business partners on this, on organizing these tours, and he come with an incredible wealth of knowledge of travel experience. And just wanted you to share some of your travel experience and your connection that you have there in the African continent, which is mainly Senegal, but you have virtually traveled to, I guess, about over 20, 30 countries in your span, and you're consistently connected with the African continent.
My first time going to Ghana was with Bermani. So that was a great experience, the first time I got to travel to Ghana. But I waited years before I went to Ghana, years and years. And so when I discovered Bermani's travel journey company, I jumped on it. And it was an eye-opener, and I've been over there 2 years in a row with Bermani. So that travel experience is something that always, whether it's abroad or whether it's in the States or down the street, people should travel. You need to travel. I know too many people that have never traveled outside the city, outside the county. I got relatives that live 30 minutes from the ocean, I've never seen the ocean before. So, we're going to live their life that way. That's the way. But I don't subscribe that anymore. There's too many opportunities in this world. And so, I really thank the man for allowing me to travel with them to Ghana. And you get to learn so much.
Yeah, now, you know, Ron, and people like ourselves is very privileged. Yourself has been someone that's been linked with the airlines since you was about 14 years old. And someone like myself, I started from the opportunity in the military to working at the airlines to, you know, building my own travel business. I've been able to have 20 consistent years of traveling to where I've been to 30 different countries. And it's been an incredible eye opener, and it just do wonders for you. And the most important connection for myself has been right there in Ghana, and that's why we do this journey, and we focus so much on it, because it gives you the fullness of, that's what we call a journey of a lifetime. I mean, because it gives you the fullness or the full experience of a journey. You know, you have a combination of all of the elements, the roots, culture, business, investment, nightlife, shopping, networking, and beyond that, just a fun, exciting time, especially to be away from, you know, your boss, be away from, for some people, be away from the other person that live in a house with you, or for people just, you know, sometimes you just need to get away in general. So for different people, it might be for different things, but the element of just being able to get away. And we, you know, what we did was just make this journey special to the point where, you know, you're getting away, but at the same time, too, you're going to be put in front of a lot of information to where your mind might be open, or you might be transformed into operation to where you might be living and doing business there on the African continent, you know, anywhere, you know, within the next 5 to 10 years. So that's why I always tell individuals to open their mind, because I never thought. Or saw myself as someone that can actually was open to like literally building enterprise there on the African continent. But you don't really know what you know until you're exposed to certain things. So with all of the books I talk about that we have read, and then the collection of DVDs and study groups and everything, you know, every step you go further, it changes how things can actually work out different for you. It creates an opportunity where you don't really have to say that, oh, I'm going to live in my life in America forever. You know, because once you start on that road of travel, it can lead you to some incredible places. Example, our elder Imachus, David, and other people that you're going to meet. But let me pass on from that. Anybody have any questions before we continue the rest of the topics?
Hey, Bermani, I got one more question.
Sure, go ahead with your question.
About the, being in large crowds with the pickpockets in Ghana.
All right, I'm going to mute all the line and I'll explain that real quick. All right, try the question about moving in large crowds and things like that. And I can tell that he was reading through the website, and, you know, appreciate it. That's why we put all those things on there, and glad it generates some questions. But anything dealing with loud crowds, you know, we make sure that we have things organized so no one is getting pickpocketed and things like that. So that's why you usually have additional crew of people around us all the time. You're not going to be alone while you're there. You're going to have people following you, watching you, making sure nobody messes with you, making sure nothing is happening to you. And if I'm not around, trust me, you might be walking down the block, but I have people watching to make sure that you're safe. And it's in my best interest to make sure everybody gets home back to their family safe. You know, We keep it peaceful down here in the South, and we don't need anybody looking for us. So it's you know, so we take it important. We take it serious from every step and move, whether you're going through a crowded shopping area to where you're driving. You know, it's all things that we take serious and make sure that everything logistically is organized, and you know, make sure everyone feels safe and comfortable. So, Troy, let me know if that answers your question a little bit.
Yes, you did. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. So you've been looking through the site and everything. So everything is looking clearer and clearer.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Anyone else have any questions? We're just coming down to the last few things that we have on the list. But I just want to open things up to really talk with everyone about the tour and the information.
So, Monty, this is Tiffany. I had a quick question concerning the yellow fever vaccination.
Excellent. Go ahead, Tiffany.
I know we had somewhat talked about it earlier, that there is an alternative to take a pill, but I wasn't sure how do you, I guess, get that certified to make sure that the visa is approved, or how do you show proof of that if you go alternative route?
Yeah, if you go alternative route, it's the same doctor, it's the same paperwork. It's just a yellow card signed with the doctor's credential, and they'll just look at it in Ghana and say, okay, keep moving. But it's not that serious for them. They just want to see that yellow card, and they just want to see it's just a level of documentation. But one person that I do know here in Georgia is Dr. Ascari, and she's in Decatur. And I want to say I have the information on the text. I can just, you know, resend it to you. And this is Tiffany in Georgia, right? We have a few Tiffanys.
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's it. Once you get that, it's good for 10 years, and that's the only thing you need. Anything else dealing with your health and wellness is going to be just drinking bottled water and just eating at the establishments that we recommend, and then not being too adventurous. All right, anyone have any other question before we go to the last set of things? All right, let me look for any previous members of Travel With Us. Irvin, you talked the last time.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Irvin, you're ready to come back on another journey. I see you've been getting yourself prepared.
Oh, yeah, I had such a wonderful time last time. I decided that I would do it again. And I heard you talking about the multiple visas. So I was given a visa for about 3 years until my passport expired. So it worked out for me real fine. So I don't have to reapply this year.
That's perfect. And what are you looking forward to the most?
I want to get, it wasn't long enough for me.
Oh, so you want to stay here a month?
Pardon me?
Would you like to stay here a month? I can make it happen.
I would love to. Unfortunately, I can't stay that long. But it was really, really nice, really interesting, and I just had to do it again. And I'm looking forward to it. Are there anyone else other than Ron who is returning this year that I met?
Yes, Pepe is coming as a tour assistant. Sass is coming as a tour assistant. And Kofi Bruce is coming as a tour member. He traveled with us on another tour.
Oh, yes.
But I just have a few folks on staff coming back.
Okay.
And then a few people from other years are coming.
Okay.
Like one sister.
Everyone who's going to attend this year, I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time. You're going to enjoy it a lot. It's going to be like a trip that you have never experienced before. Being in the motherland with your people, not having to interact with Europeans for a couple of weeks, that's going to be really nice.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, appreciate you. And also, everyone, there's a few adjustments I'm going to be making to the schedule. One of the biggest adjustments is going to be in Cape Coast, Elmina. Over the years, the issue has been we don't have enough space at One Africa. And now that we're, you know, we're back to getting the bigger groups of people that we used to have, like back in 2007 and 2008, we're looking to still stay at One Africa, but another hotel we're going to be staying at is called the Elmina Beach Resort Hotel. Now, this is key for everyone. If you have, while we're in One Africa, we're there for 3 days. I only could fit 24 people there. So if you note that One Africa, there's no hot water, there's no TV, there's no phone, there's no internet. The only thing that's there, you know, beyond just the beautiful food and the beautiful landscape, is the nature and the connection right there in the Atlantic Ocean. I'm absolutely fine with being there for 3 days, but for those who want, you know, you want a TV in your room, you want hot water, internet, or any of those things, naturally, I'm putting you off at the Elmina Beach Resort, and you're going to be there with my tour guide, Akwabena, and then maybe one other person from the staff, and then the other group of people will be with me at One Africa, and then we'll coordinate. It's a little about 5 minute drive, so we'll coordinate it, and that's going to be right there for the 3 days when we're in Cape Coast Elmina, because that's the only time we don't have enough lodging space at the main hotel. No, only 24 people can stay at One Africa. Right now we have, right now it's 44 of us as far as the group, which will fit in one big bus. But One Africa can only hold 24 of us, so I'm saying, and usually it's based on people committed ahead of time, so I have it based on, you know, as people commit. But for those who don't want, for those who just have to have their hot water and certain things, I'm naturally putting them over to the other hotel. It's a 4-star hotel, that's the difference. One Africa is 0-star. That's what Amicus tells me anyway, as far as... But it just has certain things that we like. And, you know, so we found a perfect switch to where, if, you know, to not deprive anyone for hot water for 3 days and things like that. You know, we just wanted to make sure that we have, a 4-star hotel or so available so people have their comfort. The other thing of that is while we're in Cape Coast, Elmina for the 3 days, Elmina Beach Resort have a nice club, and we used to, you know, when we had the bigger groups of people, we used to go, you know, go down there, and, you know, if it was no one in the club, we'll just start our own party, you know, usually like a 1-2 hour session just to get loose a little bit. So since we have a big group of people, I'm going to get, you know, talk to the managers to reserve space for us on two of the nights that we have, maybe one night to where we can have a nice little party session. So I'm trying to add different options for nightlife and, you know, get people very social. So it's going to be a lot of nice nightlife and a lot of nice places we're going out to eat beyond just the hotel. So I'm going to, you know, so everything is going to be, as we make the adjustments, we'll just update them on a new itinerary. But we ran into an issue where, you know, where since we have more people than we have had in a long time, we just had to make a few of these adjustments. And we have a hotel there in the Bonhoeffer region. And as I calculated, that hotel is not big enough, so we'll go to the other hotel. So these are just basic changes that I just have to change on the itinerary. I'm always trying to make sure that we have updated hotels and things like that on the itinerary. And also, if we get more people than the 44, then, you know, we just will. I talked to my tour guide. He said he'll just set up another crew of people and we'll have us, you know, we'll have another bus drive riding with us. So anyone that's still interested in October, you know, we'll keep it open. You just have to be ready. And if anyone needs more time for the trip and October is not working out, then let me know and we just transfer you over. There's no loss of cost or anything. You won't skip a beat. You'll just have more time to go on a journey. And it's the same exact tour in October and in May, except for the connection, you know, that we talked about. In October, we are flying out of Amsterdam to Ghana, and in May, we're flying out of New York City to Amsterdam. I mean, sorry, New York City to... All right, can you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question?
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Hey, it's Kristen. I got one question.
Sure, go ahead, Kristen.
I'm not sure if you already asked me, but how long will we be at No Resort?
How long are we going to be there? We're going to be at One Africa for 3 days.
Oh,
yeah, because remember you and I talk about it, you're going to be my host on the canopy walk. You're going to help me shake the canopy and scare people.
Oh, no, I am not. Not going to happen. I'm going to be going on that trip.
Hey, Ron, you've been to the canopy walk, right? Kristen is one of the people, when she called before she signed up, she was like, do we have to go on a canopy walk? And I told her, everything is optional. So everyone, if there's a part of the trip that you don't want to go on or you feel like you want to do something else, you know, it's absolutely optional. We just have to let us know, that way we're not looking for you while we're out in the bus and you're back at the resort or you're back at the hotel.
Yeah, we got that money now. Also, if you ever had decided to do something while the rest of the group is out, I would let someone know that I would let the tour guide.
Yeah, or any of the tour assistants are the one that communicates with me. I usually have about two or three of them, or maybe a little bit more, depends on the group. And you know, just you'll be introduced to the staff. Yeah, just let someone know. And it's the same thing when we do nightlife. If we're out, all of us out clubbing, you know, don't just sneak off and disappear somewhere. Because, you know, we don't know if somebody dragged you off into a corner or something, you know. So it's just accountability. You know, we have to just make sure, you know, we don't want any issues with your family members. So we have to make sure that we show you a good time and bring you back safe. And that's from the heart. So, Ron, you see how we do things over there. You see how we do things. You know, you can just kind of look at it as we're protecting our investments.
That's right.
Hello. Yeah, I want to know if anyone else from St. Louis is online. I have 12 people say they want to go. Anyone from St. Louis online?
St. Louis. I got numbers from all over except for St. Louis, and only St. Louis number I see. Colette was saying that she has people from St. Louis. But nevertheless, you know, even with the call, what I'll do my best, I'll edit a call and we'll get the call out to the individuals who weren't able to get on in, yeah, so they can always check it out and they can also have a one-on-one with me.
Okay.
Alright, I have a lot of people on the call. I'm just looking to get a few more questions before we close out.
Good evening, Damani.
Good evening. Who are we speaking to?
This is Marianne Akiti in Charlotte, North Carolina. I joined pretty late. I got my time mixed up here. How is everyone?
We're doing well. What is your question?
Yes, my question is, will there be another conference call? Also, how soon do I need to get my first deposit in for the May 2017 trip?
Whenever you're comfortable and you're ready to do it. Right now, I have an open period to where we're offering an incentive of $200 to $300 off between May 15th to July 15th, so we can build a group, so we can start making reservations.
May 15th to July 17th.
To July 15th.
Perfect.
Yes, so where we have the incentive part. So I would just recommend us doing it during that time and save an extra few hundred dollars and use it for spending cash there in Ghana.
Thank you very much.
Are you welcome? Sister Tavia, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Greetings, my sister. How are you? Are you ready to join us to lead the May 2017 journey?
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited.
This excellent. You just mentioned to me that you had a few sisters that will be open to journeying with us. Based on their love for Ghana and love for all of the wonderful energy that they meet in Ghana on Facebook. I want to actually give them a real journey to the country.
Yeah, I think that the experience that they'll have, they'll really enjoy it. I've been to Ghana several times, but I haven't actually been back since 1998. A lot of things have changed.
That's a whole different world.
It's a whole different world because of course, capitalism, and like anywhere else in the world, our people suffer, and we have people that do well. But I will say that Ghana is one of the most peaceful African nations I've actually been in, and I feel more at home there than I do in my father's home of Nigeria, where he was born. So I would recommend Ghana to anyone that's on this phone, and it is definitely going to be a journey of a lifetime. You will truly enjoy yourself. You will feel the love. You'll see people that look like your grandfather, your grandmother, your aunts, your uncles. You'll see everyone in your family in Ghana. Believe me.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's that connection that's just very special. Like, people always ask me, why Ghana? You know, and I think you're probably in a better situation to answer that question than I am. What, you know, because you just mentioned about the connection. You have that connection in Nigeria, and also you have a connection in Ghana, but you choose Ghana. And what are some of the main reason why you choose Ghana for someone who have never been to the African continent and they wanted to come for the first time?
Well, I will say this. Because we are in our little comfort zone of the West, and some of us have probably gone as far as Cancun, Mexico, or Jamaica, or Bahamas, you get more of an island feel, but you're home in the motherland. I mean, there's corruption that goes on, but it's not so prevalent as in the other countries. I feel that for the most part, people are genuine, but you do have your ones that try to, you know, do a little this and that. But I think that the group that we have going, with a diverse group of educated individuals and people who are serious about repatriation, they will find that it's easy to really create economic development in Ghana, more or less than any other country there, and it would be easier for them to settle. I mean, it's just the love that the people have and the camaraderie that they have for people that are coming from the West that want to reconnect to the motherland of Ghana. That was my love for Ghana. I just felt when I got there were people that just showed me love. I mean, people that I didn't even know were like, you know, auntie, everybody called me auntie. It just made me feel so welcome, you know? There was a lot of love there, genuine love. It wasn't a love where, oh, hey, I want this, I want that, you know? It was a genuine favor that they were showing. And I think that everyone will have different experiences because there's been some sisters that I've known that have gone over to Ghana.
Well, appreciate your sister, and these are the things I try to explain to individuals. And you have to really make a move wherever you feel your comfort zone. All right, everyone, I just muted everyone. The line was getting choppy. So for those who just need to talk, just press *6 to unmute yourself, and we'll talk because I have some people in the background. They're talking and interrupting the call. So when we do these calls, you just have to be in a quiet background as best as possible, or just keep your phone muted because then, you know, call get choppy, and those people who need to listen to the call, it's hard to, you know, set it up to where it's completely clear. But what Tabia was saying, I appreciate our energy on that. You know, people are always asking me about why Ghana, why specifically Ghana and not this country, not that country. You know, I've been to 8 countries, and the African continent is big, and you can spend your whole lifetime and your whole lifetime going broke just traveling the African continent. And, you know, but you know, you have to really get a feel for, you know, for something, and really just start building. Other than that, you'll just be traveling, and you won't get anything established. So that's where I'm at right now, where this is my focus, and we're going to work to build all those sustainable projects that we've talked about over the years, especially since we have that link with Benue Village now, and we have access to additional land and just all the elements and things that we need. So, you know, Ghana is, you know, special to us, and, you know, we don't tell no one else to not travel anywhere else. You know, the African continent is beautiful. If you can get a trip to go to other places, you know, even after you finish traveling with us, you know, definitely take advantage of the opportunity. And one of the things we always want everyone to do is just compare their journey with us with, you know, whatever else they decide to do. And that's one of the ways you really see, you know, you really see what we're built, you know, will stand out. But it's, you know, all the elements is just really put in place to really just, you know, get our people a special connection. That way we can really, you know, find out who wants to do some long-term projects there and really build from there. So, you know, definitely appreciate everyone's interest, even if, you know, you're looking to just travel there. That's absolutely fine. That's what it is. It's a tour. But also definitely want to connect with anyone else that really want to do more business and things there and connect them with the people I have there set up ahead of time. So I see Sister Kashika and a few other people that we talked about repatriation and living and doing business there in Ghana. Let me know if you have any questions. Just press *6 to unmute your line and run your questions before we close out. Because if I unmute all the line again, it's going to have all those crazy feedback. Hey, Ron, I just end up unmuting you.
I
want to know if you have any anything to share with the group before we close. I just got about 1 minute.
I really appreciate the sister calling in that was at the last visit of Ghana quite some years ago. She had a lot of enthusiasm and like myself and yourself, also, I can talk about more after the holiday all night. I can talk about it in my sleep. When I'm there, I'm at home. I'm so glad I'm here. I feel better. Like the sister said, you greeted so well and treated so well amongst people that you befriend. It's just a wonderful place to be.
That's perfect. And what I want to do is just share with everyone. I have a list. We call it the departure and reminder list. And I have we talked about a list of 30 points. I'm going to read one or two things and then close out. Right. Number 3 on this list, when you visit, do not come with a romanticized notion about Ghana/Africa, or you'll be disappointed and unnecessarily frustrated. Come with an open eyes and an open mind, knowing that Ghana is a developing nation. There's much to do, and we can be positive, contributory part of it. Keep in mind that Ghana/Africa is not America or Europe, nor do we want it to be. We're Mother Africa children returning home, and we want to be a part of Mother Africa growth and development. That was, I got that from Imacus, our travel guide, and I've always looked at that as this very significant. That can make or break your trip right there, and which is the same as just not being prepared. What I recommend everyone is to please focus on enjoying yourself and accomplishing your mission. Do not get distracted by others or get caught up into complaining. This is an experience that will have its ups and downs. It's a part of your introduction to Ghana/Africa. We recommend you go with the flow and enjoy your time in paradise around the wonderful itinerary we are put together on this journey of a lifetime. And the last thing I'm going to share with you, and it's no disrespect to any Ghanaians or any nation of people anywhere in the world. It's just we're traveling from the diaspora to go to Ghana, and it's the topic at hand. Ghanaians are very friendly. However, be wary of people who just want to make quick money off you and make promises they cannot keep. You should know as much as possible about the people you're planning to do business with. David Jawara and his Africa Up Consultating Group is our repatriation and investment conference host. They're the ones we recommend you do business with in Ghana or consult with at least. So I do have people from time to time that's telling me they're going to Ghana and they're looking to make certain moves. And what I usually try my best to do is just get them a list of people that we have there that are part of our crew so they can have someone directly to connect to. So we, you know, we take this serious. We want to make sure that everyone that goes to the country of Ghana enjoy a certain experience, but we also know that it's how you're introduced into a country and how things are organized for you that makes the difference. If you just, you know, you can just get up and go there and you have the greatest time, and you can just get up and go there and then just run into a lot of you know, wolves in sheep clothing. I guess that's what I can call. You know, people are gonna see you coming. You're gonna look, you know, people are gonna see you from a mile away. Traveled across the 5 continents and been many places, and you know, locals know how to pick you out. You know, even though you think that you might be blending in and things like that. So with us, you know, we roll with a group energy and we take care of the people that we roll with. We look out for them and we make sure that things are in place to make sure that they feel safe and have a great time and no issue. So with that, I'm just going to open back up for some last few questions and then we're just going to close all together. All right, everyone, I just want to share a few of those things with everyone based on the list that I have of things that, you know, we put together over the years to get people clear and prepared. Does anyone have any questions about any of the last few things that I've said or just anything in general? Come on, everyone, don't be shy. We only have this conference call like every 6 to 8 weeks.
I have a question regarding the purchasing or leasing of land.
All right, sure. Just let us know your name and your question.
I'm sorry, Marion here.
All right, go ahead, Marion.
Yes. Are we allowed to purchase land or are we leasing land?
Yeah, the terminology is leasing the land.
Sure.
And it's I want to say it's a 50-year lease now. Before it was a 99-year lease. And what you do, like in Benue Village, the sister, she'll go over all the details with you, and you sign your paperwork, and you'll get your paperwork for the land that you lease, and then she'll draw the layout of, you know, your dimensions, whether it's 80 to 80 and so on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I got a few people on here that I haven't heard from. Anyone else have any last minute questions? We're closing out in approximately next few seconds if we don't have any questions. All right, so everyone, appreciate your time. And note that if you ever need to call me or talk with me or communicate with me, you know, don't think that I'm busy. I am, but I'm busy doing the work that we do, so it's no big deal. So I know, and we can communicate any which way you want. The main and most important thing is that we are clear on everything and we go through everything, and everything that we put in is what we're going to get back out on a journey. So that's what makes it the journey of a lifetime. All this work that we're doing and everyone that's going through the details, it makes a difference when you get there. Yeah. And the better we can do these calls and any other communication, like we had a meet and greet here for my sister Peppy that came from D.C., to, you know, to come check us and check out the land area and also meet some of the people that's looking to travel with us in October and May. So whenever we have any of those things, we just do our best to keep you posted. And if there's any recordings or pictures, we just, you know, they go to YouTube and Facebook. So you can always subscribe to the YouTube and the Facebook page and you'll get any updates that's sent. And then I have everybody on the email list and then the newsletter list. So that's what we do. Our goal is to just keep in communication. So everyone, appreciate your energy. Enjoy your night. Have a productive week. And we will keep in touch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, you too, Ron. All right. I'll see you in October.
Okay, you take care of it. Let's go to the next one.